Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Spencer with it. Now it's pass over to Rowe. Rowe at the elbow. Beat Jackson Davis down the lane with a left-hand hammer. Oh, my goodness. Everybody get out of the way. That was thrown down with some anger. Hey, Trace, Tim Roy up top here. If you look straight ahead, we're up here.
Yes, sir,
and one of the phrases that everybody uses in the association is stay ready.
Yep.
Stay ready.
Yes,
you stayed ready. You were ready to play tonight and had an impact when the game was still very much in doubt. Tell me about your mindset in the recent weeks and what has kept you staying ready.
Just believing. Start of the year I was starting. Middle of the year I was playing good ball, but obviously we got a new player. And the way that the rotations were and everything, I was the odd man out. But you just got to do your due diligence. You got to keep working hard. And then whenever there's an injury, someone can't play, step in and fill in that role.
How do you keep your confidence up in a situation like that?
You just got to – it's the preparation. When you prepare, you work as hard as you can. I felt like it was good for me to get a little time to regather myself. And I feel like it showed tonight on the court.
Oh, it absolutely showed tonight on the court. You had 13 points, 8 rebounds tonight. And it just seemed that you had – that your confidence was back like we saw earlier in your career.
Yes, absolutely. And my teammates do a great job. Steph found me on a few lobs that he didn't have to throw, but he did. Draymond always just talking in my ear, telling me I'm playing great. And that's what the vets do. They lead, and it's big for me.
Mike Woodson is stepping down this year at Indiana. Tell me a little bit about what Coach Woodson and what he did for you.
Coach Woodson was a great coach. Obviously, it didn't work out at Indiana after I left, but at the same time, he loves that place. We all love him, and he's still an Indiana legend.
Yeah, still an NBA legend, too. He was a good player in the league for a long time.
Absolutely.
And finally, I'll leave you with this, you know, having been around a long time, you know, there's always a situation for anybody. You know, there's going to be a playoff game where you're going to get a call, whether it be foul trouble or whatever it might be, a situation. So staying ready is an important skill.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. You know Coach Kerr, he's a strategist. He's going to put the best lineup out there. He's always trying to win, and whoever's name gets called, they just got to play hard and stay ready, like you said.
Great job tonight, and thank you so much for the chat.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Trace Jackson Davis, our guest. Warriors get the win, 13 points, 8 rebounds for Trace. Warriors with the victory going away here in Phoenix. The final was 133-95. 133-95, your final. The Warriors with the win. A quick reminder, the Golden State Valkyries 2025 inaugural season is coming soon. Single game tickets go on sale tomorrow, April 9th. Go sign up at Valkyries.com to get pre-sale access today. So the Warriors cruise to this victory over the Phoenix Suns, who have had a tough year, never really came together, and they have some work to do in the offseason to try to get this team to gel, because they do have a lot of individual talent on this roster. It's just a matter of finding a way to get it all to work together. Now, for Golden State tonight, Warriors jumped out to a 37-24 lead in the first quarter, kept the pressure on with a 32-19 second quarter. They outscored the Suns in all four quarters, outshot them 48-4 to 39-8. Three-point margin was not only three more threes for the Warriors, but they shot 37%. Suns were 27.9 there. And from the free throw line, the Warriors 28 of 34 from the line, Phoenix 13 of 15. They're a team that doesn't get the ball in the paint. There are a lot of mid-range jump shots between Booker, Bradley Beal, and Durant. And when you have all three of those guys going, that's a deadly a trio right there, but they just haven't been able to put it together for long stretches at a time. 25 tonight for Stephen Curry, 9 of 17 shooting, 9 boards, 6 assists. 22 for Brandon Pajemski, was really good early on, 7 of 12 shooting, 4 of 6 beyond the arc. He had 5 boards and 3 assists. And then 10 points for Jimmy Butler, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. And then off the bench, numerous guys contributed, including Trace Jackson Davis, 13 points and 8 rebounds, 10 apiece for Pat Spencer and Kevin Knox, most of those after the game was decided. But Guy Santos, in 21 minutes, had 7 points, 9 rebounds, 4 offensive rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals and a block shot, and he was a plus 15. in his 21 minutes. And I'm telling you, he is a blueprint. If you want to find a way to get on the floor, if you're a basketball player, whatever level it is, grade school, high school, junior high, college, small college, junior college, whatever it might be, that's a blueprint for getting on the floor. Get out there, make all the hustle plays, do all the things that can help your team win games. You're going to find minutes. And for the young Brazilian, he has found a spot in the rotation by just doing that. Phoenix was paced by 21 from Devin Booker. He was 7 of 17 from the field and had 5 turnovers. 12 points for Ryan Dunn. Bradley Beal, 3 of 8. He finished with 7. 12 off the bench for Grayson Allen, who had a couple of nice moments for Phoenix. But the Suns, with 19 turnovers, turned into 26 points for Golden State. Warriors outscored them 50-34 in the paint, 30-10 on second chance points, and 16-10 on the fast break. Warriors led by 41 at one point, winning 133-95. Suns had an 8-7 lead, and that was it. 2 lead changes, 0 ties, and the Warriors cruise to a very, very important victory tonight as they will stay in the playoff bracket for just another day. They go to 47-32, and depending on what happens in L.A. will determine how the rest of the Western Conference standings shuffle.